Tractate 36. John 8:15 to 18. Part 2. I will accordingly speak, let him who can, understand, and let him who cannot understand, believe, yet will I speak what the Lord saith, you judge after the flesh, I judge not any man, either now, or after the flesh. But even, if I judge, my judgment is true. Why is thy judgment true? Because I am not alone, saith he, but I and the Father that sent me. What then, O Lord Jesus? If thou wert alone would thy judgment be false, and is it because thou art not alone, but thou and the Father that sent thee, that thou judgest truly? How shall I answer? Let himself answer, he saith, my judgment is true. Why? Because I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. If he is with these, how has he sent thee? And has he sent thee, and yet is he also with thee? Is it so that having been sent, thou hast not departed from him? And didst thou come to us, and yet abode there? How is this to be believed, how apprehended? To these two questions I answer, thou sayest rightly, how is it to be apprehended, how believed, thou sayest not rightly. Rather, for that reason is it right to believe it, because it is not immediately to be apprehended, for if it were a thing to be immediately apprehended, there would be no need to believe it, because it would be seen. It is because thou dost not apprehend that thou believest, but by believing thou art made capable of apprehending. For if thou dost not believe, thou wilt never apprehend, since thou wilt remain less capable. Let faith then purify thee, that understanding may fill thee. My judgment is true, saith he, because I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. Therefore, O Lord our God, Jesus Christ, thy sending is thy incarnation. So I see, so I understand, in short, so I believe, in case it may smack of arrogance to say, so I understand. Doubtless the Lord Jesus Christ is even here, rather, was here as to his flesh, is here now as to his Godhead, he was both with the Father and had not left the Father. Hence, in that, he is said to have been sent and to have come to us, his incarnation is set forth to us, for the Father did not take flesh. For there are certain heretics called Sabellians, who are also called Patripassians, who affirm that it was the Father himself that had suffered. Do not thou so affirm, O Catholic, for if thou wilt be a Patripassian, thou wilt not be sane. Understand, then, that the incarnation of the Son is termed the sending of the Son, and do not believe that the Father was incarnate, but do not yet believe that he departed from the incarnate Son. The Son carried flesh, the Father was with the Son. If the Father was in heaven, the Son on earth, how was the Father with the Son? Because both Father and Son were everywhere, for God is not in such manner in heaven as not to be on earth. Hear him who would flee from the judgment of God, and found not a way to flee by, whither shall I go, saith he, from thy spirit, and whither shall I flee from thy face? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. The question was about the earth, hear what follows, if I descend unto hell, thou art there. If, then, he is said to be present even in hell, what in the universe remains where he is not present? For the voice of God with the prophet is, I fill heaven and earth. Hence he is everywhere, who is confined by no place. Turn not thou away from him, and he is with thee. If thou wouldst come to him, be not slow to love, for it is not with feet but with affections thou runnest. Thou comest while remaining in one place, if thou believest and lovest. Wherefore he is everywhere, and if everywhere, how not also with the Son? Is it so that he is not with the Son, while, if thou believest, he is even with thee? How, then, is his judgment true, but because the Son is true. For this he said, "And if I judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me." Just as if he had said, "My judgment is true, because I am the Son of God." How dost thou prove that thou art the Son of God? "Because I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me." Blush, Sabellian, thou hearest the Son, thou hearest the Father. Father is Father, Son is Son. He said not, "I am the Father, and I the same am the Son," but he saith, "I am not alone." Why art thou not alone? "Because the Father is with me. I am, and the Father that sent me, thou hearest, I am, and he that sent me." Lest thou lose sight of the person, distinguish the persons. Distinguish by understanding, do not separate by faithlessness, lest again, fleeing as it were Charybdis, thou rush upon Scylla. For the whirlpool of the impiety of the Sabellians was swallowing thee, to say that the Father is the same who is Son. Just now thou hast learned, "I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me." Thou dost acknowledge that the Father is Father, and that the Son is Son thou dost rightly acknowledge, but do not say the Father is greater, the Son is less, do not say, the Father is gold, the Son is silver. There is one substance, one Godhead, one co-eternity, perfect equality, no unlikeness. For if thou only believe that Christ is another, not the same person that the Father is, but yet imagine that in respect of his nature he is somewhat different from the Father, thou hast indeed escaped Charybdis, but thou hast been wrecked on the rocks of Scylla. Steer the middle course, avoid each of the two perilous sides. Father is Father, Son is Son. Thou sayest now, "Father is Father, Son is Son," thou hast fortunately escaped the danger of the absorbing whirl. Why wouldst thou go unto the other side to say, "The Father is this, the Son that"? The Son is another person than the Father is, this thou sayest rightly, but that he is different in nature, thou sayest not rightly. Certainly the Son is another person, because he is not the same who is Father, and the Father is another person, because he is not the same who is Son. Nevertheless, they are not different in nature, but the self-same is both Father and Son. What means the self-same? God is one. Thou hast heard, "Because I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me." Hear how thou mayest believe Father and Son, hear the Son himself, "I and the Father are one." He said not, "I am the Father," or, "I and the Father is one person," but when he says, "I and the Father are one," hear both the one, unum, and the are, sumus, and thou shalt be delivered both from Charybdis and from Scylla. In these two words, in that he said one, he delivers thee from Arius, in that he said are, he delivers thee from Sabellius. If one, therefore not diverse, if are, therefore both Father and Son. For he would not say are of one person, but, on the other hand, he would not say one of diverse. Hence the reason why he says, "My judgment is true," is, that thou mayest hear it briefly, because I am the Son of God. But I would have thee in such wise believe that I am the Son of God, that thou mayest understand that the Father is with me, I am not Son in such manner as to have left him, I am not in such manner here that I should not be with him, nor is he in such manner there as not to be with me, I have taken to me the form of a servant, yet have I not lost the form of God, therefore he saith, "I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me." He had spoken of judgment, he means to speak of testimony. "In your law," saith he, "it is written that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me." He expounded the law to them also, if they were not unthankful. For it is a great question, my brethren, and to me it certainly appears to have been ordained in a mystery, where God said, In the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall stand. Is truth sought by two witnesses? Clearly it is, so is the custom of mankind, but yet it may be that even two witnesses lie. The chaste Susanna was pressed by two false witnesses, were they not therefore false because they were two? Do we speak of two or of three? A whole people lied against Christ. If, then, a people, consisting of a great multitude of men, was found a false witness, how is it to be understood that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall stand, unless it be that in this manner the Trinity is mysteriously set forth to us, in which is perpetual stability of truth? Dost thou wish to have a good cause? Have two or three witnesses the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In short, when Susanna, the chaste woman and faithful wife, was pressed by two false witnesses, the Trinity supported her in her conscience and in secret, that Trinity raised up from secrecy one witness, Daniel, and convicted the two. Therefore, because it is written in your law that the witness of two men is true, receive our witness, test you feel our judgment. For I, saith he, judge not any man, but I bear witness of myself I defer judgment, I defer not the witness. Let us, brethren, choose for ourselves God as our judge, God as our witness, against the tongues of men, against the weak suspicions of mankind. For he who is the judge disdains not to be witness, nor is he advanced in honor when he becomes judge, since he who is witness will also himself be judge. In what way is he witness? Because he asks not another to learn from him who thou art. In what way is he judge? Because he has the power of killing and making alive, of condemning and acquitting, of casting down into hell and of raising up into heaven, of joining to the devil and of crowning with the angels. Since, therefore, he has this power, he is judge. Now, because he requires not another witness that he may know thee, and that he who will hereafter judge thee is now seeing thee, there is no means whereby thou canst deceive him when he begins to judge. For there is no furnishing thyself with false witnesses who can circumvent that judge when he shall begin to judge thee. This is what God says to thee, when thou despisedst, I did see it, and when thou believedst not, I did not frustrate my sentence. I delayed it, not removed it. Thou wouldst not hear what I enjoined, thou shalt feel what I foretold. But if thou hearest what I enjoined, thou shalt not feel the evils which I have foretold, but thou shalt enjoy the good things which I have promised. Let it not by any means surprise anyone that he says, My judgment is true, because I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me, whilst he has said in another place, The Father judgeth not any man, but all judgment hath he given to the Son. We have already discoursed on these same words of the Evangelist, and we remind you now that this was not said because the Father will not be with the Son when he comes to judge, but because the Son alone will be apparent to the good and the bad in the judgment, in that form in which he suffered, and rose again, and ascended into heaven. For at that moment, indeed, as they were beholding him ascending, the angelic voice sounded in the ears of his disciples, So shall he come in like manner as you have seen him going into heaven, that is, in the form of man in which he was judged, will he judge, in order that also that prophetic utterance may be fulfilled, they shall look upon him whom they pierced. But when the righteous go into eternal life, we shall see him as he is, that will not be the judgment of the living and the dead, but only the reward of the living. Likewise, let it not surprise you that he says, In your law it is written that the testimony of two men is true, that any man should hence suppose that this was not also the law of God, because it is not said, In the law of God, let him know that, when it is said thus, In your law, it is just as if he said, In the law which was given to you, given by whom, except by God. Just as we say, our daily bread, and yet we say, give us this day.